السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Three chapters in the Holy Quran begins with this term, with this verb, سَبَّحَ, glorifies, exalts, and sanctifies. Three chapters, Surah Al-Hashr, Surah Al-Saff, and Surah Al-Hadid. There are other chapters in the Quran, begins by يُسَبِّحُ, continuous. This is Surah Al-Jum'ah that we read every Friday. And other chapters in the Quran begins with سبح. This is command. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. تسبيح, among the remembrance, the ذكر. There are many types of ذكر and remembrance, but تسبيح is the most honorable and the most important. It is the highest form of a praise and exaltation and a glorification of the God. Tasbih. What does tasbih mean exactly? We know it is a form of adoration, glorification, praise, but what does exactly it means? It means, very short sentence, تَنْزِيهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مِنَ النَّقَائِصِ وَالْعُيُوبِ. To sanctify God. To sanctify God from all form of deficiencies and all form of needs. And therefore, I'll give you an example, simple example of how we sanctify God. كَيْفَ نُسَبِّحُ اللَّهُ. How do we sanctify Him? When we say God, when some people, not we, some other people say or claim that God has a son, this is a form of deficiency. Why? Because this is a form of need. God is in need to a son. If you don't need a son, you don't make a son. Some people say, I don't want to get married. I don't want family. I don't want children. But when we or others believe that God has a son, this is a form of deficiency. This is a form of need. And Allah is free of all needs. هُوَ الْغَنِيِّ. He's the most self-sufficient. لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ, he says about himself in our book, لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا. He did not take a wife. صاحبة here means wife. وَلَا وَلَدًا. Neither a son or a daughter. or children. He doesn't need that. Because he's the ultimate perfection في عالم الوجود, in the world of existence. God is the only perfect entity in this universe. And he's the example of perfection. So the verse says, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatsoever in the heaven and in the earth, on the earth, praise God. They praise him. And this praise of God is predominates throughout the entire universe and encompasses everything. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا. Ma here includes everything in this universe, not only humans nor the angels, but every creature in this universe praises God. Now, Muslim scholars, philosophers, theologians, exegetists who translate the Quran for us, they debate this, they discuss this. Some of them say this praise is only spiritual praise of other creatures, not us. Ours is verbal and spiritual. But some of them, they say, when it comes to other creatures in this universe, it is symbolic, a metaphor, because they don't speak. Whereas other groups of scholars, they say, no, they do speak, because the Quran says, they do praise God, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. You don't understand what they say. Just like languages that we don't understand. I go once a month or once in 3 weeks to a Korean barber shop near my house. They speak Korean and I am there, I don't get anything. I don't understand them because it's a different language. God says other creatures, they have different languages, but you don't understand them. You don't understand them. It doesn't mean they don't speak. They do speak, but we don't get it. We don't understand it. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. And I'm going to elaborate on this next week, inshallah. How does other creatures praise God and sanctify God? كَيْفَ تُسَبِّحُ الْكَائِنَاتُ الْأُخْرَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. But when it comes to our tasbih, tasbih that belongs to us, my brothers and sisters, many chapters and many verses in the Quran emphasize the concept of tasbih, the significance of tasbih. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. We have chapters ending with this phrase, فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ. Praise, sanctify the name of your great Lord. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. The idea when we stand in the middle of the night before God, the idea revolves around one concept and one goal, and that is to sanctify God. وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا. The essence of tahajjud is tasbih, is to sanctify God. فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ in Surah Taha. If you are facing challenges in your life, there are some hurdles, problems, difficulties in your life, in your family life, in your social life, in your work, in your business, with your children, then God says this is the prescription in the Quran, Surah Taha. فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Surah Taha is chapter 20 and this verse is 130 towards the end of the chapter. فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. And then use this remedy, the remedy of sanctification and tasbih. قَصْبِرْ. Be patient over their accusations. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. Throughout the day and the night, sanctify Lord, your Lord. Sanctify him, praise him. لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. So you may find rest and peace. تَرْضَى here means tranquility and peace. I know sometimes we need to use some tranquilizers, some medications, But this is the best medication with no side effects. Chemical medications, they fix one part and they destroy another 20 parts in your brain, in your body. But this one has no side effects. لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. Connect to the source of inspiration, the source of power, the source of beauty in this universe. The more we disconnect ourselves from there, we start to suffer. We start going to doctor's office. We need chemical medications. But if we have this spiritual medication, we don't need to see that. We can cure our own selves. فسبح فاصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها ومن آناء الليل. During the hours of the nights. So you have to sacrifice. If you need medication, you have to pay money. Nothing is free in this country. Pharmaceutical companies, they charge you a lot of money. God says this one is too. You have to wake up in the middle of the night and speak to your Lord. وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. And more interestingly, my friends, is that even when we, inshallah, all of us go to the next chapter in our life, which is the hereafter, which is paradise, inshallah, God says even there you have to sanctify God. Tasbih never ceases there. دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا. God says their talk, da'wah is here, their talk. They're chatting there. دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَتَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامُ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Even when you go there, دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ. The best talk, the best chat there in the next life is when we sanctify God. That is the sweetest talk. And their ultimate وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ, their ultimate conversation there, أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They praise their Lord. This is why, my friends, the best type, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best type of remembrance, dhikr, al-dhikr al-ilahi, dhikr. We have to survive on dhikr. Aqim al-salata li-dhikr. 24/7, the heart has to be engaged in remembering God. Your tongue, your heart, your mind, your brain. The Prophet says the best type of dhikr has many degrees and levels. But the most supreme type of it is this, the following. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wala ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. This is why in the school of Ahlul Bayt, we are different from others in that. In the third rak'ah and the fourth rak'ah of every prayers, when we stand for the third and the fourth unit, we have a choice between reciting Suratul Hamd, Fatihatul Kitab, or the Tasbih. The Prophet says tasbih is more rewarding than Suratul Hamd. Imagine Suratul Hamd is the heaviest chapter in the Quran. The most Fatiha, the beginning, the introduction of the Quran. But the Prophet says it is more rewarding, mustahab, to say Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar in the third and the fourth rak'ah. Imam al-Sadiq says also one of the best types of the tasbih, praising God, is what is mentioned in the Quran. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.